And they sung that song about I'm one of them. I'm going to talk to you about the early church. The early church, which was the Pentecostal church. And the first church was the Pentecostal church. As he said, I'm going to talk to you about how they was their attitude towards evangelism. How they gave their whole life over to preaching the gospel. That's what I'm going to preach to you about tonight. I'm going to read out of Matthew chapter 14. Chapter 5, verse number 14. Sorry. Matthew chapter 5. Verse number 14. I'm going to read through verse number 16. Then I'm going to read Acts 1, verse number 8. And then also Acts chapter 4, 6, verse number 4. But first of all, in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14. I'm going to read through verse number 16 here. Matthew 5 and 14. And then I'm going to read then Acts 1 and 8, which a lot of us can quote. And Acts 6 and 4, after Acts 1 and 8, I'm going to read. But Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Then neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Acts 1 and 8, very common quoted scripture in the Pentecostal church. I've quoted it many times myself. But Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." In Acts chapter 6, verse number 4 now. And this last one I'm going to read in my text. It says, in Acts chapter 6, verse number 4, it says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word." If you would just pray with me. Lord, I thank you for bringing us here, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to put your anointing on me, Lord, for without your anointing, I can be and do nothing, Lord. Give us a burden to shine, a burden to be that light unto a lost and dying wicked world, Lord. Give us that burden tonight to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature as you told us to do in that great commission, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to put your anointing on me, God, to help me preach this. Give me the mind of Christ that I would say what you have given me to say. We ask it all in your name we pray. Amen. And you can be seated tonight. I want to just preach tonight on upon the name of our church, Pentecostal Lighthouse. That's what we named the church. The church was named, our church is named Pentecostal Lighthouse for a reason. We are Pentecostal, and we are to be that lighthouse to a lost and dying world. Polk County is lost and going to hell, but we are to reach this lost and dying world for Jesus Christ. That's the reason my dad named this church, my dad and mom named this church Pentecostal Lighthouse. Many years ago, is because of this movement of being, we are a lighthouse unto this community. We are to reach this community. Matthew chapter 5, 14 through 16 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid." We are this city set upon a hill, and we cannot be hid. We should never try to hide ourselves. It says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel." The men do not light a candle and put it under a bushel. That's not what we're here for. We're not here to hide it, but we're here to let this for the whole world see Jesus Christ and put it under a bushel but on a candlestick and give us light unto all that are in the house. Then give it to all that are in the house. Everybody that comes past this church must see Christ. That's what we're here for. It says, "Let your light so so shine, be the light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Table says it's only a faith walk, and it's not nothing to do with works. They never read the scripture. It is works. If we're going to be a great witness, we must be holy. We must show Jesus Christ if we're going to be. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That is that holiness life there. I'm not trying to get too far ahead of myself. But we, and it said, man, glorify your Father which is in heaven. If we let our light shine, Christ will be glorified. But this is what I'm preaching on about this lighthouse. What the purpose of a lighthouse was, it's when the ship was coming in and they shined a light. That was before the days of GPS's. They wanted to see where the port was in the middle of the storm, in a very dark night. That lighthouse was a sailor's best friend. When they was trying to come into port, they was trying to come in, that lighthouse was to guide them. That's what we are to be. When somebody is looking for something, we are to be that lighthouse. We are to be the Pentecostal lighthouse. That's what we are. That's what our name is. And it's not just named that for just any reason, but it's named that so we can reach a lost and dying world for Jesus Christ. What do you know? And what I'm preaching on is Pentecostal Lighthouse. The reason this name Pentecostal is on this name is, man, I'm not saying this because I'm oneness, because I'm not oneness. I believe in the Trinitarian, but we do believe in being apostolic. They try to take that name and they try to take that word and make it mean a oneness, but that just means we are what the apostles were. So that's what we named it for, because we believe. And what did the apostles done in the early church? We believe in speaking in tongues. And speaking in tongues of being filled with the Holy Ghost by the evidence, the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. So to properly do the work of God, the first thing I want to talk to you about, when he said in Acts 1 and 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. He was talking about, and you shall be witnesses after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I want to tell you, to properly do the work of God, it's going to take a man or a woman being filled with the Holy Ghost. If you want to do a work for God, you want to be that lighthouse, you need to get in there and get full of the Holy Ghost. I've often heard it say, the early church was a tongue-talking church, and Christ is coming after a tongue-talking church. I do believe it is the right order in the church. I do believe. I believe that every single Christian must be filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you're not filled, you should be seeking every day for this Holy Ghost. Every Christian, it is not for just some. It was not for them in the book of Acts. It was not only for them in the book of Acts, but it was for the whole church. We are to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You want to do a work for God? You want to properly do a work for God? You're going to have to be filled with this Holy Ghost. If you want to shine your light properly before this world, it's going to take being full of this Holy Ghost. It is the most important thing. I want to share this gospel. I want to share it with boldness. But if I want to do that, it's going to take being filled with this Holy Ghost. That is what the Pentecostal part of this lighthouse is being full of the Holy Ghost. I believe it's to the utmost importance. If we want to reach a lost and dying world for Jesus Christ, it's going to take a man or a woman being full of this Holy Ghost. It's going to take them not being full of the Holy Ghost. The initial evidence is speaking in tongues. The initial evidence has always been speaking in tongues. But that is not the only evidence. It will be boldness. And I'm going to talk about boldness here in a little bit. It will be this. It will be a holy life. It will be all these things. Bible said, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, that's being full of this Holy Ghost. It is very important that we be full of this Holy Ghost. What is the first thing you see them doing when they walked out of the upper room after they was filled with the Holy Ghost? Talk to you about being full of this Holy Ghost before. That is the way to reach a lost and dying world. It's a man or a woman having a desire to do something for God that's filled with the Holy Ghost. What is the first thing you see them do after they was filled with the the Holy Ghost, and you've seen them do all through the book of Acts. I've been teaching on the book of Acts, and it's just been pondering on it about how many times they preached the gospel. The first thing they did, they walked out. They said, these men are drunk. Peter said, these men ain't drunk as you suppose, being this is the third hour of the day. He preached a message in Acts 2:14. But Peter standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. He preached the gospel and preached a message there. I'm not going to read it all, but the first thing he did when he walked in the upper room is tried to bring new converts, preach the gospel, evangelize. What evangelist truly is, we call evangelist somebody who goes around the church, but what evangelist truly is somebody that preaches the gospel unto the lost. I want to be that true evangelist that goes in all the world and preaches the gospel. That's the first thing they did. And I'm going to read to you some of the places where they preached the gospel. Peter preached the gospel in chapter 3 after the lame man was healed. In chapter 6 and 7 of the book of Acts, Stephen preached the gospel and was stoned for it. And in chapter 8, Philip preached in Samaria. Acts 8 and 5 says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. In chapter 9, Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost and preached in Damascus. The first thing you read after he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he preached the gospel. In Acts 9 and 20, he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. In chapter 11, they preached in Antioch. In chapter 11, verse 19, it says, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Pontus and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none, but only to the Jews only. In 11 and 20, and some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, and which they, when they were come to Antioch, and spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with him, and great numbers believed and turned unto the Lord. Chapter 13, they preached in Cyrus and in Perga and Antioch. In chapter 14, they preached in Iconium and in Lystra. In chapter 16, they preached in Macedonia. In chapter 17, Paul preached in Thessalonica, in Berea, in Athens. When he was in Thessalonica, they said, these, they have turned the world upside down. Preached a message on it. In chapter 18, Paul preached in Corinth. And in chapter 20, Paul preached in several different places. But I'm going to tell you, this is just some of them. I think I missed a few of them. But they preach the gospel. You will see the same pattern all through the book of Acts, that their whole life was given over to evangelism, to reaching the lost and dying world. I want to see the same results they have. If I could ask every one of you in here, you would say, each and every one of you want to see souls saved. I don't think there's one true Christian would not say they want to see souls saved. But what are we doing about it? Are we doing what they did in the book of Acts, going to all the world, preaching the gospel? And are all we sitting on the street, standing on the street corner, preaching the gospel? Are you carrying a pocket full of tracts everywhere that you go? What are you doing for this kingdom? Are you doing your part? I want to do my part for this kingdom. I am convicted that I waited until I was 27 years old to stand on the street corner and preach the gospel. That is such a terrible thing to say, I waited until I was 27 years old to preach the gospel on the street corner. I've been preaching since I was 16. I should have been standing on the street corner since I was 16. 9 years. Actually 11 years between preaching on the streets, sharing the gospel out in the open air. What a terrible embarrassment that I have done. done, not doing what this early church does. It's all through the Bible. We are to reach this lost and dying world. What is the method of being a lighthouse and evangelist? It is just that, what I just told you that they did through the book of Acts. It is preaching of the gospel. He said he chose through the foolishness of preaching to save souls. That is the method. It always has been the method of reaching the lost. I had somebody message me after the first time I preached on the streets on Facebook. We put pictures up there. And they said, you really want to do something? You did. I'm going to send you a link to a website. I went onto the website and looked at the website. It was not what it is to reach the lost. And you know, I like coffee and donuts, but they said it had on there to give coffee and donuts. They said they played Billy Graham, which Billy Graham is a heretic. They said Jesus is not the only way, he's a heretic. And people said, don't call names. Well, Apostle Paul did it, so I'll do it too. But I'm going to tell you, it was not preaching the lost. It was by a lot of gimmicks. Jesus, this gospel does not need gimmicks. It needs somebody preaching the word of God. If we want to reach this lost, it's going to come by the same way that the early church did it. They reached so many for Christ because they had a desire to do it through the way that it was ordained in the word of God. What is the message to be? You know, everybody thinks the message is to be Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Well, we know that Jesus loves us. He sent His own. He came and died upon a cross for us. What love? Greater love hath no man than a man that would lay down his life for his friends. But that is not to be the message to the lost. It was in the book of Acts. Jesus Christ and believing on Him through repentance and being born again. If you would, that's what we should preach. Being born again through repentance. Repentance should always be the message of the church. It's what it was in the New Testament, and that's what it is to be today. If we want to be as that early church, we're going to have to preach the same message they preached. We're going to have to do it the same way they did and preach the same message they preached. There is no new way. We are to do it then. You will never find the word love in the book of Acts. It's nowhere in the book of Acts. And I want to tell you, Christ does love them, but we must love them enough to go out and share the truth with them. If they don't repent, Jesus said they will perish. There's a lot of perishing people. We must be a light in this dark world. We live in a dark world. The Bible says we're redeeming the time, for the days are evil. We live in a wicked time. The Bible says that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we walk in darkness, then we have no fellowship with Him. It says in the 1 John chapter 1, I want to tell you, this world is a dark, wicked world. The Bible, Jesus said, I must work. Why it is day, for night cometh, where no man can work. This sinless world is full of sin and wickedness. You see, America, if God didn't judge America, He would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, because this world, this country, is very quickly turning into a Sodom and Gomorrah. And we must, as Christians, preach the gospel. When Raven Hill wrote a book, Sodom had no Bible. They didn't have a Bible. They had nobody on the streets preaching the gospel to them. And I'm going to tell you, this judgment for this country's going to be so much worse. There's a church on every corner. There's people, there's men of God all around this country going and preaching the gospel to them. So I'm going to tell you, judgment for this country's going to be so much worse. But I'm going to tell you, before it happens, before this country is judged by the wrath of God, us, the church, must stand up and do what we have called to do. We have been given a great responsibility. Each and every person, me and Brother Cole was talking about it today while we was working. I don't believe certain people. I know certain people are called to do it all the time. Like Brother Micah, his whole life is given over to going to college campus. Yes. But I believe every Christian is called to be a lighthouse unto a lost and dying world. Every single Christian, you say, I'm not called to that. I'm not called to preaching on the street. Every single one of you are called to go and preach on the street. Every single one of you are called to pick up one of these tracks and hand it to someone. somebody and tell them, unless you repent, you will perish in hell for eternity. That's not hate. That's not mean. But that is love. If I hand these to them and say, you must do this. The Bible says, and I just quoted these verses a minute ago to you, but I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. Jesus said, I have a great responsibility. When they was looking for Him, when He was missing, when He was just a child, He said, didn't you know I would be about my Father's business? Because He knew He had a great responsibility. Ephesians 5:16, just quoted to you a while ago. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. We have a great responsibility for redeeming the time. We don't have a lot of time. He said, we have a responsibility in this time to reach a lost and dying world. We must be an unhid lighthouse. We hide ourselves too much. We sleep on these four walls. We don't mind standing up and testifying. We don't mind getting up. The preachers don't mind getting up and preaching the gospel in these four walls. But they will never think about going out and doing it outside of the church. I'm going to tell you, God did not only call, which I do believe in preaching in the church. I love preaching in the pulpit. But I'm going to tell you, God did not only call me to preach this gospel, this stand in this pulpit. If I hide myself in these four walls, only I will be guilty of their blood will be on my hands. I don't want to be hiding myself in these four walls where it's convenient. I have people clapping. I have people standing up. I have people saying amen. I don't have people cussing me in here for preaching the gospel. It is very convenient for me to preach the gospel here. But when I go out into them, I am cussed. I am screamed at. I have trash thrown at me. I have people get angry with me. And I'm going to have people laughing at me, mocking me. But I'm going to tell you, I don't want to be doing just what's convenient. I don't want to hide myself in these four walls where no one ever sees me. But we must do a work for God. Have you handed a tract out today? Have you told somebody about Jesus? How are you stood on the street corner? We must all do these things. It is a very selfish thing for us to hide ourselves. He said in my text where I read, ye are the light of the world. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do a man light a candle and put it under a bushel. Neither do, he said, don't light that candle and put it under a bushel. Don't hide it in your four walls, but go out and be that light. And did it give it light unto all that house where all that are in the house. I'll give light to all that are in the house. I want to give light not only to this church, but I want to go out that this whole community see live Jesus Christ and that we can be the light of the world and that we can can see our good works and glorify our Father that is in heaven. We must be a bold light. I want my light to shine bright. I don't want it to be dim. I want my light to be a bold light. We must have boldness. I don't want to just do, as I said a while ago, what's convenient. But we must be bold. We must be bright. That the whole world can see us. Be bold. Stand up on the tool box. Today I did. I went right by the street, right on the line, preaching the gospel, not bragging on myself. But I want them to see Jesus Christ. We must be a bold light. We will be hated for being this bold light, though. My dad talked about it in a world pro. People roll down their window. I don't got their windows, and teenage boys hung out their window and started cursing at us. They hate us for what we do. They hate us for sharing this gospel. They hate us for obeying this King James Version Bible. But I'm going to tell you, this is not to stop us, but this is the one should make us want to do it more. We see how wicked they are. God is not going to be mocked, and I'm going to share this gospel through this lost and dying world. The last thing is, we must beware of letting this light go out. And if we're not careful, the generation that is preaching on the streets, it will fade away, and nobody will be out doing it anymore. We look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Nobody out preaching on the streets. Nobody sharing this gospel. Lot, which was once was called Lot, which was called righteous Lot in one place. Christ, was raised by one of the greatest men ever in the Bible, he's kin to one of the greatest men in the Bible, Abraham, but still not sharing this gospel. I don't want this light to go out, but I want to be that light unto the world. We're not careful, you're going to get to that place where nobody's sharing this gospel. We must not let it go out. Exodus 27:20 says, "And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring the pure oil of the olive beaten from the light to cause the lamp to burn always." This lamp should be burning always. You should always have this light going. Never let it go out.
Always.
Stay full of that Holy Ghost. That is that symbol. This is that oil is a symbol of the Holy Ghost. Stay full of that Holy Ghost. That your light never go out. Never lose that desire to share the gospel with a lost and dying world. That the early church, as I've shared with you tonight, was a church, an evangelistic church. And that's what Christ is going to come after. Is that church that's speaking in tongues and sharing the gospel of the gospel to a lost and dying world. If we don't watch it, their blood will be on our hands. Our families, right now, we should start with our family. Go to our family, tell them about Jesus. We not only go to our family, but to the stranger and tell them about Jesus. Don't do what's just convenient for you. I challenge each and every one of you. I would love to see all of this church be an evangelistic church. I'm not trying to beat you over the head for not doing it. But we must do what the Word of God says. We must obey this Word of God. It would be a great thing to see this whole church doing something evangelistic. I look at churches like Brother Brent Williams. Not to say we don't have the greatest church in the world. I do believe we do. But Brother Brent Williams' church, every single person, the whole church goes out and goes and evangelizes the lost and dying world. They all go out and preach the gospel. That would be a wonderful thing to see our church, every one of us, to go out and preach the gospel. Every one of us to be that light unto the lost and dying world. It is obedience by doing this. If we don't do this, we really will be living a life of disobedience, because He told every Christian to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I don't want to live a life of disobedience. I don't commit adultery, so I want to do it, but I also don't want to live a life, so that's all disobedience, but I also don't want to live a life of disobedience. I'm not trying to reach somebody for Jesus Christ. Let's reach somebody for Jesus Christ. Let's be of that early church of the book of Acts. I want to pattern my life after what they've done in the book of Acts. That's what this church should be. Just a shadow of what they was in the book of Acts. Be exactly, completely pattern ourselves after what they was. And they was evangelistic church. Everywhere that they went, you read, they preached the gospel. When they went to a new city, they didn't go and see the sights of the world. You everywhere that Paul went, you didn't hear about the beauty of the world. And I say even Brother Clendenin in the modern day, everywhere that he traveled, I never heard him talk about how beautiful the Eiffel Tower was. I only heard him talk about how beautiful this gospel was and doing something more for Jesus Christ. That is a beautiful thing. That is more beautiful than all the sights you can see in the world. It's doing something. It's seeing a soul come to Jesus Christ. Even if a soul don't come to Jesus Christ, we ought to be obedient to. This is evangelism is most of all obedience. You probably won't see a lot of people come to Christ, but I'm going to tell you, if we see one, it's worth it all. If we do the work of God, and they know before it's too late, they must know Jesus Christ. They must know. They must hear this gospel preached before it's too late. Stand to your feet, and if you haven't been doing it like you've done, come make a commitment tonight. And don't only come down here and say it. Make that commitment and stick to it. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost? Tonight, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You ain't done, but we must be doing what God has called us to do.